Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Call of Moses, where my series will soon come to an end. Moses has his assignment direct from God, but still needs to tell the family they're moving to Egypt. As you'll find out in my story, it's not such a smooth trip because of the covenant with God. Step into my story and find out. After speaking to God, the God of the sons of Israel, Moses returned to his home and consulted with his father-in-law about leaving for Egypt. With his father-in-law's blessing, Moses put his wife and children on a donkey and headed for Egypt. One of the conditions God put on his people, the sons of Israel, to demonstrate that they were under his covenant, is that all males are to be circumcised. Moses had not performed this ceremony on his children. As he traveled with his family, God sought to put him to death until he made this final commitment and carved out in flesh the sign of being a descendant of Abraham. Moses' wife performed the ceremony on her children and screamed at Moses, "You are a bridegroom of blood." Now they could enter Egypt unharmed. As they traveled in the wilderness, God spoke to Aaron and told him to go meet Moses in the wilderness. Aaron left Egypt and traveled to the mountain of God. That's where Moses saw the burning bush and greeted his brother with great joy. Moses was so elated and shared with him all that had happened. With his conversation with I Am, he also showed him the signs God had given him to demonstrate that he was speaking for God. Moses threw down the walking stick and it turned into a snake. He put his hand in his coat and transformed his hand into being filled with leprosy. On the journey back, Moses told Aaron all the words he was to speak to the Hebrew people. There's just one more story in the series, and that'll be about Moses' first encounter with Pharaoh. Remember, Moses will liberate his people, the Hebrew slaves, from the power of Egypt. This means he must move the hand of Pharaoh. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.